This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Bruchim Abayim, Daf HaShavua, Masechta Yevamos, Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. It's pretty amazing. We learned this yesterday in Shul Amud Aleph, but we're going to learn it now. The Gemara speaks about Anani HaKavod, which is pretty amazing to have a Gemara in Yevamos. What are the chances that you're going to learn a Gemara in Yevamos that are about the Yom Tov of Sukkos? I don't think there are too many in Yevamos, and that we should learn at Dafka when it looks like the majority of you are sitting in your sukkah. I'm the only one. I'm tethered to my apparatus over here. But okay, so the Gemara has a shot. The Gemara said before that the Jews in the Midbar did not do Mila. Why not? Says the Gemara, two lines in the bottom, Ayin Aleph, Amud Beis, of a Midbar, my time, Eloi Mol. Why didn't the Jews do Mila in the Midbar? Yibayseima, Mishum Choshad, or you could say because of weakness of the traveling. Vibayseima, and if you want, you could say Mishum Delay Nash of Lil Ruach Tzafaynes, because the north wind did not blow. Rashi says the north wind is a very gentle wind. It's not too hot, not too cold. And it may this way the sun shines, and the sun will bring healing to those who are circumcised. Shemesh Sedako Marpe Bechnafeha. Ditanya, we learned in the Raisa, Kol Oysen Arbaam Shana, all those 40 years, Shal Yisrael Midbar, Loi Nozhvel Ham Ruach Tzvaynes. The north wind did not blow. My time. Why didn't the north wind blow? You could say because they were in Cherem. Rashi says from the Cheid Ha'egel. Others say from the Cheid Ha'meraglim. God did not want Anane HaKavod to scatter. Anane HaKavod are very important. Anane HaKavod protected them from the elements. Anane HaKavod protected them from the snakes. Anane HaKavod smoothed out the rugged terrain. So the Ritva asks, so why didn't Hashem make another miracle? Make the north wind blow and not scatter the Anani HaKavod. So he says, well, why would Hashem make a miracle for nothing? Better not to have the north wind. Amar Papa, Rapapa said, Hilkach Lirfra, Yoyma D'Iva on a cloudy day, V'yoyma D'Shusa, or on a day that the south wind blows, which is a very rough wind. Loi ma'alinon be, we don't do circumcision. V'loi misuchrinon, Rabasi, and we don't let blood. We don't bloodlet on a cloudy day or on a windy day. Because it's unhealthy, it's dangerous, you need the sun. Why nowadays do we do Mila and we don't check the weather? You hear people pushing off a Mila. Nobody says, sorry, we have to postpone the Mila. Why? It's a bad weather day. So do it inside. No, we need sunlight. We need sun. The answer is, nowadays, the Dasho Barabim, where people trample on it and people are not concerned. So a danger which is widely ignored, we have a principle, Shoymer Psoyim Hashem, God guards the fools. Tan Rabbanan. Even though the north wind didn't blow in the 40 years in the desert, it blew at midnight. Midnight is a time of Ratzain. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, it was at midnight, and God smote all the firstborn. Says Gemara, my Tamuda, how do you see from the fact that he smote the firstborn at midnight that the north wind blew? Says Gemara, we see that a fortuitous time is significant. In other words, we could presume from the fact that God smote the firstborn that it's a time of good fortune, that probably Hashem was merachem and did the chesed of having the north wind blow at that time. Amar Rav Huna said, a new statement. Devar Torah, Moshech Oichal B'Tshuma. Midai Raisa, someone who pulls his foreskin to cover. So let's say somebody does a Mila, but he left a little bit of the foreskin. Right? The Gemara said on the bottom of Ayin Aleph Amud Beis that you have to cut the majority of the corona. Whether not just the circumference, but the height as well. But that means though there are little pieces of flesh that are not ma'akev the mila, and somebody took that flesh that was not cut and then pulled it to cover the corona, so it looks like they're not circumcised. So Rav Huna said if somebody does that, he could eat truma, but midvrayim gazru alav. But rabbinically, they decreed on him because he looks like he is uncircumcised. He looks uncircumcised. But it's gzera drabanan. The person looks uncircumcised. Okay. Says the Gemara. Meisvei mashach son who pulled their mila. Tzach shayim al midrabanan. Tzach shayim al, he has to do circumcision. That's against Rav Huna, because this sounds like midai raisa, you have to do mila. So the Gemara means midrabanan only rabbinically. Udakari lo makarla, what was the havamina? Why did we think it meant anything more than rabbinic mila? Says the Gemara, hatsarach katani. Of course it means rabbinic. It doesn't say you're chayiv, you just need to. Says the Gemara, katoi b'seifa. We were mistaken in understanding what the requirement of mila is for someone who's mashach bar lasai based on the seifa. Why? What does it say in the seifa? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo yamal, you should not do mila, mimnesha sakana hilai, because mila is a sakana. What does that mean? Someone who had a mila and he pulled the rest of the foreskin should not do mila because it's dangerous. You might end up cutting off the whole organ. Amrulai, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, V'alai harbe malubi mei ben koziva. There are many people in times of Bar Kochva. His name was Ben Koziva. He was called Bar Kochva because Rabbi Akiva compared him to a star, Darach Kochav Miyakov. And the Romans made a decree that any Jews who had mila have to surgically pull their foreskin to make it look like they don't. And Bar Kochva came along and he insisted everyone did mila, and these people, v'hoylidu banim ubanos, they had sons and daughters, shenemar himal yimal, you should surely circumcise, afilu me'apamim, even 100 times. So himal yimal implies you must midai, it seems to imply you have to da'iraisa circumcise someone who's mashach bar lasai. Va'oimer, and furthermore it says as brisi hefar, he annulled the covenant. That implies not only someone who didn't do mila in the first place, but someone who pulls up their mila, someone who pulls up their foreskin, l'rabbi says on mashach, that they're also must do mila. Mai va'oimer. What is the second pasuk needed for? V'chitem, if you're going to say, Hai himal yimal l'rabbis tzitzin ha-ma'akvinas ha-mila, if you're going to say himal yimal doesn't mean someone who's mashach bar-alasai has to do mila, but rather it's referring to the strands of flesh that are ma'akiv the mila, tashma, es brisi hefar l'rabbis es ha-mashach, es brisi hefar includes someone who's mashach the mila. So here, Rabbi Huda is quoting psukim that one is obligated to do mila on mashach bar lasai. That implies dairaisa. So the makshin thought, who savar midikan nasav la hashas kraa, from the fact that shas is quoting psukim, the braisa is bringing psukim, dairaisa hi. It must be it's dairaisa velohi, but it's not so midrabanan. It's only rabbinic ukra asmachta ba'alma, and the pasuk is merely a hint and a asmachta. Meisve, I'll ask you a question. So again, we're saying that a mashach bar lasai only requires mila midrabanan. Meisve tumtum, one whose reproductive organ is covered, enoi chabutruma, cannot eat truma, because maybe they're a male and they're an arel. Nasha va'avad of their wives and their servants, oichlin, they could eat truma. Why not? This person is a kohen, so his possessions could eat truma, and his wife could eat truma. Mashuch, someone who pulled their arla, v'noilad kishu ma'ol, or someone who is born when they're ma'ol, harei elu oichlin, they're allowed to eat truma. someone who pulled their milah and someone who's noilig shomel, they're allowed to eat shuma. So that's against Rav Huna. Androgynous, someone who is an androgynous but did milah, oichel b'tshuma. Miman of shach, if they're a male, they had a milah. If they're a female, they don't need a milah. Ve'ein oichel b'kachim. Androgynous cannot eat kachim because only male kohanim could eat shuma, and maybe he's a female. Tumtum, again, the Braisa repeats, Tumtum eino oichel loy b'tshuma v'loy b'kachim. We'll see later in the Gemara why we have to speak out the case of Tumtum twice. Katani Mias, it teaches, however, Mashuch v'noilad kishumol hare'elu oichlen. Someone who pulls their milah, and someone who's born as circumcised, they could eat truma. Tiyufta, derav huna, tiyufta. This refutes Rav Huna, who says someone who's mashuch bar lasai cannot eat truma. Fine. Amar mar, tumtum, eno yachal b'truma. The master said, a tumtum cannot eat truma. Noshav va'avadav oichlen. His wives and his servants can eat truma. A tumtum cannot eat truma. Maybe they're a male. A wife, their wife, and their slave, they could eat. Now, what is the wife of a tumtum? How could a tumtum have a wife? Tumtum might be a female. Nashav l'tuminale. How does a tumtum have a wife? Ilema de kaddish. You say, what do you mean he has a wife? He went to Ataras Avram and he married someone. What do you mean, how does he have a wife? Ilema de kaddish. If he did kedushin, the tanya tumtum shakideish, a tumtum that did kedushin, kedusha of kedushin. We're choshes for his kedushin. Maybe he's a male. Niskadish, if he got kedushin, kedusha of kedushin, maybe he's a female. But that's only l'chumra that we're choshes for his kedushin. But that he should be allowed to feed his wife truma, and we should assume bevadai that he's a male. How could that be? Emer de amar l'chumra. When do we say the kedushin of a tumtum is a kedushin? That's l'chumra l'kula mi amrinan. Safik isha. He's a safik isha. Vein isha mikadeshes, and a woman is not Mekadeshes. Ve'ein isha mekadeshes isha. A woman can't marry a woman. So the Gemara says we're talking about a very unique situation of tumtum. Amar Abaye, you know what kind of tumtum we're talking about? Kisha beitzav nikoreis mibachotz. His gid is covered, but his beitzim are recognizable, protruding from the outside. So we know he's a male. It's just he's an RL because it's covered. The gid is covered. So we know he's a male. So his kedushin is a kedushin. But he can't eat truma because he doesn't have a mila. That's Abaye's pshat. Meaning Abaye learns he's a vadai male. It's just he's an RL. Rava Amar. Rava says, my nashav. What does it mean, his wives? Not his wife because he can't have a wife. Ima, his mother. His mother married a kohen. The kohen died. But they had a child. A child allows the mother to eat truma. So Gemara says, Ima, pshita. It's pashat. Of course his mother could eat truma. No, I would think the din that you have to have a child is only you have to have a child that's capable of bearing children. But a tumtum, since a tumtum is not capable of bearing children, so then he is not... You would think that having a child as a tumtum would not allow the mother to eat shuma. Says the Gemara, Mahu detema, I would have thought, moilid ma'achal, she'en moilid ena ma'achal. Only someone who could produce children could feed his mother shuma. Someone who cannot produce children cannot feed his mother shuma, kamashmalan. Tashma, come in here. Tumtum, eno yoichel. Loi b'truma v'loi b'kachim. A tumtum cannot eat, not truma, not kachim. Now the Reisha already said a tumtum cannot eat truma. Why is the Sefer repeating cannot eat truma? According to Abaye, it's saying like this. The Reisha is talking about kisha beitzav nikaras mibachotz. It's a vadai oral. And the Sefer is saying even a suffik oral can eat truma. Bishlam ala Abaye. Bishlam according to Abaye, tana reisha oral vadai. The reisha teaches vadai oral. Uketani seifa suffik oral. Ela larava, But according to Rava, tumtum de seifa lamali. Why do I need the tumtum of the seifa? According to Rava, the Reisha is already talking about a safek arel. Every tumtum, we don't know his status, is a safek arel. So why do I need two cases of a safek arel? Says the Gemara, you know what the case of the seifa is? The case of the seifa, according to Abaye, would be a vadai arel. My tumtum, what's a tumtum? Arel. Avadayara. Says Gemara, well, once we know from the Reisha, Safik Arel, Hashta Safik Arel Loyach, Avaday Arel Achil, now that a Safik Arel cannot eat, Avaday Arel could eat, says Gemara, Ma Tam Ka'amar. It's giving a reason. Ma Tam Tumtum Enoch, why can a Tumtum not eat, Bitchuma? Mimnesha Safik Arel, Va Arel Eno Eichel, Loy Bitchuma, Vloy Bikachim. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. That's Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Either we could figure out a way to do it before Yom Tif or maybe Thursday night. Okay? Thank you very much, everyone. Shkoyach. Bracha v'atzlacha. Oh, everyone is cordially invited tonight to Simchas Beis HaShoeva and a Shir in our Sukkah and a Fleisha Gesuda L'Kavod Hoshana Rabbah at 8:40. Everyone's cordially invited. Hope to see everybody. Have a wonderful day. Shkoyach. Yes. Well, good?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.